We're out here. It's the Legends Golf Tournament. We had Ronnie, and we had Lavelle, and we had Coach Sloan, and we had Frank Layden. We had everybody out here. Now, a couple of Salt Lake legends. One legend at Skyline High School. One legend at Highland High School. One legend at the U. The other legend at Oregon. And then one of those guys went on to be a legend in the NFL, and the other one's just on the broadcast team with me on Saturdays. Bo Nagahe and Haloti Nana with us here on ESPN 700. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm awesome.
Doing great well. Thanks for having me.
Bo!
Yes.
We're 55 days from game time, baby.
On the calendar.
What day is today?
It's game time.
Game
baby.
Day. Woo, woo, woo. Me and Bo and Frank Dolce, who will be out here after one, are on the broadcast team together. So we call the Utah games, Haloti. Haloti is wearing not BYU blue today, but he's wearing that Hawaiian blue out of Honolulu blue from the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
You're not a Raven anymore, though.
No, I'm not a Raven. I'm happy to be a Lion. So it's different. It was new from last year, but now I'm loving it. I'm loving Coach Jim Caldwell, my D-line coach, the players there. So it's been a lot of fun.
You spend your career in one place and make your – and we understand. We see it every day. We've seen it this week with the NBA. You spend your a long time someplace. Is it hard? Was it hard? Was it a tough decision to leave Baltimore?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it wasn't hard. It definitely was. You know, I wasn't used to where a lot of players, you know, move from team to team yearly, you know. So it's for me it was weird. It was hard. You know, you got a lot of friends that become family there, and so it was totally different. And moving to Detroit, you kind of just almost had to start over again. I felt worse bad for my wife because she's going to have to meet new friends, get a new pediatrician, find the school, the neighborhood, the workout place for her. So me, I just have friends automatically being on the team with the Lions already. So it's like those are my friends already. So.
I need to get you together with Scott Mitchell at some point. Scotty's doing a bunch of stuff on the radio. He loved his time in Detroit now. Yeah. He had a good time with the Lions.
I actually love it too.
Yeah, he said you'll find some good spots. Bo!
Yes.
Well, you just out here playing today?
Just out here playing today, having a great time, running into guys like this. It's so funny, Bill, because every time I see Haloti, I forget how big he is. And every time I shake his hand, I'm like, wow, man, better you and playing at the Lions than me, that's for sure.
I remember I've talked to guys. Haloti's legend from Highland days, it was big, but it maybe
Bo
it
was
grows
more legend.
Afterwards. People talk about not your football days, but you on the rugby field. My goodness. They said when that man had the rugby – what was the pill, whatever they call it, in his arms, running down the field, he was unstoppable. How good a rugby player could you have been if you would have stuck with rugby?
If I stayed in shape, I would have been amazing.
I love honesty. Yeah. I love a guy that's honest.
Yeah, for sure.
Rugby shape is totally different shape than football. And football, you get breaks every play, you know. Rugby is fluid, and you're running all the time, and so it's a different beast.
Was it tough for you to quit playing? Because I know they kind of had to make you quit playing because Oregon was looming, and you had a full-ride scholarship to play for Coach Bellotti.
Yeah, I got in trouble at Oregon because I went and practiced with Oregon's rugby team for a couple times, and he found out and, you know, brought me to his office and was like, you need to stop playing rugby. And so it definitely was tough because I love playing it, and, you know, my dad played it, all my uncles played it, cousins, brother. So it's like it's just a kind of a culture sport, so it was definitely tough to stop.
Did you ever think about playing? Did you play rugby?
You know what? I didn't. I thought about it. A lot of my friends, even at Skyline.
Play for the Highland Rugby Club?
Yeah, exactly right. And they were like, Bo, you want to come out? And I just shut that down. Right. I look, let's be real, Bill. I was like, look, you guys, I'm real sensitive. I'm not going to do well in rugby. So I didn't play.
You're athletic enough. Yeah.
They kept saying, Bo, we'll just put you on the wing.
Just catch the ball and run.
Right, exactly.
I want to ask you, because you had a great career, high school career here, and you went to play at the University of Oregon, which at the time was beginning to become kind of a national program. You were kind of part of that beginning, and now where they are now. Where else did you consider, Haloti? Where else did you give a serious look to? Because you could have gone anywhere in the country to play football.
So other than home, like Utah, BYU.
Other than Utah, BYU.
I was actually committed to Nebraska before. So it was like Nebraska, Washington, because I had family there in Oregon, basically. Actually, UCLA, too. So I had family all over. So it's like kind of going where kind of family is, and Oregon was in the middle.
Would Utah have been being in the Pac-12 given you any more thought to the situation?
Definitely,
I mean, if Utah would have been in the Pac-12 at the time, would you have given it more serious thought?
It definitely would have been a a better chance for me to come here to stay in Utah, but I wanted to go in a bigger conference and play somewhere.
And I always say this too: you stayed home to play. Coach Mack recruited you, mm-hmm. But I always say to people, they're like, "Oh man, why doesn't this kid stay home?" I mean, Utah's. But I think there's something too. You know, when you grow up someplace, to want to go. I don't ever begrudge a kid that wants to go. Hey, if you want to stay home and play for Utah BYU, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But if you want to go get a different experience, and you got to do that, it probably made you grow up a little bit and gave you a different feel going up to Oregon, right?
It definitely did. You know, being away from family and just kind of being on my own, it definitely got, acclimated to being away from home. Now I love coming home, just coming back and forth from, football season. Just definitely grew up a lot, especially having – been through so many times I was in college.
Yeah, Bo and I had a good time in Eugene last year, didn't we?
Oh, such a good time. Soul food. It was incredible.
Well, not just the pregame meal. I'm just talking about game day, too.
Oh, it's so much fun to be there. It really is. It's great atmosphere.
Oregon is great, yeah.
But I wanted to say that, Holote, you really laid the foundation for a lot of Utah kids to not be afraid to leave the state. Obviously, we want our guys to stay here and play for our in-state schools. But, I mean, you did a big thing for a lot of kids following you.
It was tough.
That's a big time.
It was tough. Mom wanted me to stay here so bad,
right.
But kind of decided to leave. But it definitely was tough. But I'm happy, for the kids in Utah to understand Utah and BYU is not the only place, or Utah State is not the only place we can go. And your talents can be used somewhere else, at a bigger school. And so, hopefully we keep on spreading out east, and people are starting to know Utah more and more. So,
well, Highland sent some kids to Michigan. There's been a couple of kids from Highland High School, a couple of Polynesian kids that have gone back. One was a fullback whose name escapes me right now. Yeah.
Yep.
But there have been some kids that have gone back east. And I think, too, with guys like Urban Meyer, who was here, who's now at Ohio State. You got Brian Johnson and Dan Mullen, who are down at Mississippi State. Guys that have some ties to this part of the country that have recruited Polynesian kids and others. It might that thing might spread a little
just
bit more east,
rather
than say in the west.
Exactly, it's fun to watch that, and then even now it's going to be harder, I think, because Kalani's a head coach at BYU now.
Right.
He's going to take all the Polynesians, But
I think Lewis Powell might have something. Coach
Lewis,
Powell,
yeah,
Lou
definitely
might have something to say about that.
Lewis,
and Utah Sione's up there too.
Exactly, Sione Buha. So it's going to be fun, but it's going to be hard for a Polynesian to leave Utah now because of the coaches here. Are probably going to keep them here.
Well, I'll tell you what's really cool. Last week we were down at Zane Beadle's event down at Alpine, the golf tournament, and I saw Silver.
Okay.
And what was cool, I was talking to Silver. He goes, because he did his camp up at Olympus a couple of weeks ago, and you were there. He goes, Holote came by and Sione came by. And what's really cool is while you guys may live and work and play in other parts of the country now, in the summertime you come home and you go out and support, even if they weren't high school or college teammates, they're friends of yours, going and doing those camps. I know you've done some of that stuff with some of the guys before, too.
I did. And, when I was growing up, even in high school, we would go out to camps. We went to Nebraska camps.
Yeah.
We went to UCLA camps. And we didn't really have that going on in town. And I think it's such a big deal. It's so advantageous for the – it's so neat, man. I mean, even you – I want to get your autograph after. For sure.
No, we're – same age. We're
Bo wishes.
Bo, you look good, dude. Are you CrossFit, man?
No CrossFit.
Doesn't Bo look like he could still go out and give a series or something? I mean,
for
I always joke about that.
I don't know, he could play a whole game.
Yeah. One of these days, Coach Shaw's Sharif's going to pull him over, put a helmet on him, and let him run.
A whole game or a whole play?
A whole series.
Yeah, a whole play.
Maybe a whole series.
You can do a lot. You can do a lot, dude. Yeah. You look good.
So Oregon comes to Utah this year.
Yeah.
They do.
I don't know when your bye week is, but, maybe we get
I'm
you
actually,
back.
I'm actually going to Oregon for my bye week.
Oh, are you?
Play Stanford.
That'll be
in the Hall of Fame over there.
The Hall of Fame this year. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, it's been – I'm excited. So it's pretty cool that they called me up and they're like, yeah, we're going to put you in our Hall of Fame this year. So it's pretty cool.
Brady Hoke's now the defensive coordinator
up
there.
Yeah, he is there,
The old Michigan coach is now up there. Mark, I think this is kind of a big year for Mark Helfrich up there.
It is big.
Because I've been talking about this, Holote. I said they had the poster boy for quarterbacks, quarterbacks for 3 years. When you had Marcus Mariota, this is a back-to-back year. They're going to the 1AA and bringing a transfer in. It's going to be interesting to see because – Mike Bellotti, who you played for, did such a good job. And then Chip Kelly came in. I think it's, Mark Helfrich, good guy. And the program's still good, but it's kind of dipped a little bit the last 2 years. This is a big year for them.
A big year for Helfrich, especially it's not another good year, it might be, I don't know. We'll see. But
is Mariota going in the Hall of Fame this year too, or did he go in last
year?
No,
so they're, the Oregon's way of doing this, you have to be 10 years after. So it's crazy. It's 10 years for me.
Time
it
flies.
Seem like that long?
Yeah. Time flies.
How long has it been for you, Bo?
Long time. Long time. Don't make me count it out, man.
13 for you this year.
Yeah, 13 years.
Yeah, how many has it been for me?
Since Utah?
24.
Well, so 2004, so 12 years.
Oh, 12 years. That's right. That's right.
12 years.
I forgot about the PS4. Years.
And I still think I can do it. But there's no way.
You can.
There's no way.
I'm telling doing you. It, and I'm a lot bigger. Not in shape, not as good of a shape as you are.
Right.
So what are the expectations for the Lions this year?
You know, I'm excited. I'm really optimistic about this year. We had a great offseason. Offense is looking amazing in practices. And, you know, having Ziggy, and that guy's a beast, dude.
He's
just scratched
athlete.
The surface last year. Yeah, and he's still learning the game. Kyle Van Noy looked good and healthy. He looked healthy this year. So it's good to have him, you know, practicing with the ones. And so I'm excited. I'm excited about what we can do. And, you know, hopefully we can have a good season this
year. You know, Megatron retires.
Yeah.
You ought to ask Coach if he could split you out in some sort of wide receiver package out there. How the hands?
It's a different beat.
How the hands?
I have good hands, but it's like it's a
different beat.
that's something else. You know, when guys are trying to hit you as you're trying to catch the ball, I don't know. I don't know about that.
I'd like to see the defensive back that tries to jam him in the line of scrimmage.
He didn't say no. He just said it's a different beat.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Hey, maybe he works. Maybe works me out.
Plus, they're a little faster. You know, they can get down the field. I don't know how far I can get
down. So is Green Bay the team to beat in your division? Is Minnesota
Green Bay,
the team
Minnesota,
to beat?
Yeah, both of those teams did really well last year. Minnesota, you know, they won the division, our division. And so it's actually Minnesota. Minnesota's the team to beat, you know, but you never – Aaron Rodgers is, you know –
Yeah, but they don't have Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater's a nice quarterback.
Yeah,
but
he is.
Aaron Rodgers.
As long as you have Aaron Rodgers, you might be all right.
Who was the guy that gave you – and maybe it was the guy that you played against in your division. Who was the toughest guy to bring down for you? Was it Roethlisberger?
He's definitely a tough quarterback to bring down. I mean, every time I sack him, it's like I have to like put everything into it because he's a big boy. Like he's
gigantic.
It's hard. Yeah. Like, and it's funny, not funny, but on film when you see like DBs and linebackers flying off the edge and like hitting them full on and they bounce off, it's like, dang, this guy is something else. Like he just kind of like shoulders him off and you know, throws the ball and. You get pissed off, but it's like when I hit him, I got to make sure I get him down and get a good, you know, lick on him.
Death grip on him. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know some people may have been surprised, but I don't think the three of us were surprised that Steve Smith decided he was going to come back and play another year, right?
Yeah, he's too competitive.
He's going to go out on his own terms.
Yeah,
he's not going to let an injury tell him to go out, is he?
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's an awesome teammate. He's a great character. Great leader. You want that guy on your team, and he's an awesome, awesome person just to be around. We were locker mates for that year before I left, and he was just fun to be around.
How will Weddle fit into that defense?
Amazing. He'll do great. He'll do great out there. He'll be a great leader for them. They needed some help in the back end last year, and Weddle will just do an amazing job with those guys, and he'll do a good – I mean, just – it's going to be a totally different look this year with Weddle in the back.
I can't believe the way San Diego did him at the end.
Yeah.
I understand. I've covered it long enough. You've been in it. It's a business. The NFL more than any of them because there's no guarantee. It's a business. But for them to take the stance they took from the beginning of the year, from training camp last year, we're not bringing you back. Okay. Eric's like, I don't want a max deal. I just want to retire a Charger. We don't want you back. He can still play.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Something was just weird about that whole situation
because
he played anything they wanted him to do for his whole career, special teams, defense, whatever they wanted, he did. And yet they literally turned the switch off on him and said nothing for the entire year.
That's an industry, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you got to look out for yourself,
you
right?
You definitely
first,
do.
First,
yeah,
first,
definitely
first
do.
And foremost. But the good thing is, I mean, on the bright side, that Weddle did get a chance. He's going to go to the Ravens.
Yep.
And like you said, he's such a versatile player, and he's smart that he can fit in a lot of defenses and do well.
Yeah.
And some guys, it could be, you know, it could kind of jumpstart his last two or three years of his career.
Exactly.
However long he wants to play, this could kind of motivate him.
Exactly.
Not
right.
that Eric's
yeah.
ever
yeah.
needed motivation, but kind of give you that new fresh start.
Yeah, I just can't wait to see his beard grow back. He has an awesome beard.
Well, hey, guys, thanks for coming by. Hello.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. Tell everybody,
me.
By the way, about your charity.
Oh, yeah, so,
here.
Yeah, our foundation's out here, Halting Outlaw Family Foundation. We came out because Ron, you know, has donated some of his proceeds to our foundation, and so we came out and helped, and You know, I talked to the radio this early this morning and you know, asked people to come and visit, you know, just if you want to come look at the silent auction and come meet me at the tent. And a guy named John came and donated some money to us earlier this morning. So it was pretty cool. Yeah. So, yeah, Ron has been – he's been awesome. He came to my event the past 2 years, and now he's just excited to help donate back. And so it's just awesome. We actually – my foundation just helps high school kids ACT prep classes. And so we pay for – all those classes, and right now it's just the Salt Lake City School District. And so I did a horrible job in ACT when I grew up, and my mom tried to find out she could find me help, and that's how it kind of all got started. And just blessed to be able to get back.
What is there a website for your foundation?
Yeah, it's just natafoundation.com. So NGATAfoundation.com.
And don't forget the G in there. You guys know it's a little Nata, NGATA.
Yep.
And again, if like he said, if you're driving around, we're at Thanksgiving Point. Yep. Whether you're playing or not, they got a whole bunch of foursomes going off this week, this afternoon.
Yeah.
But if you want to come out, silent auction items, or just come out. He's hanging out under the tent here with his guys.
Here. Come meet me.
Come
take
shake
a
your hand. Make a little donation to the foundation and help out. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good to see you, Helody.
Bo's good to see you.
Bo,
thank you.
55 days.
Always, my brother.
55
always.
Days, Bo.
I know. Can't wait.
Game day.
Game day. Whoop, whoop.